This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In southern Colorado, evacuation orders are being expanded in areas near the Aspen Acres fire, which jumped by more than 10,000 acres overnight to nearly 67,000 acres. In the middle of the night, law enforcement went door to door through the community of Colorado City to warn them that they must leave immediately. Residents were loaded onto buses and taken to an evacuation shelter in Pueblo. Fire officials say this 4th of July weekend could be one of the busiest and most dangerous periods of Colorado's wildfire season. Wildfire expert and author Michael Kotis said firefighters are under extra pressure to move quickly during this wildfire season with dangerous conditions across the West.
We're very effective at putting out wildfires in this country, but that's because we get on them really, really fast, and every fire starts small. And if you get it when it's a half acre and you put it out then, you're pretty likely to be successful.
Fire officials are urging people to skip fireworks and use extra caution outdoors. Two Colorado prison wardens were placed on leave after participating in a derogatory group chat. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
An internal investigation by the State Department of Corrections found that wardens Jeff and Ryan Long and Shane Stucker were involved in a group chat that contained racist and homophobic slurs. Former corrections officers and a family member who was not a prison employee were also involved. Court documents revealed all three wardens were placed on leave. Stucker returned to work but is no longer listed as warden of the Fremont Correctional Facility. Ryan Long retired, and one officer, Joshua Dorsey, was demoted and reassigned. But an administrative judge reversed the reassignment.
Tony Gorman reporting. This is CPR News and KRCC.